The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll start with a quickie from Woman's Day. They want to let us know that the 23rd of this month is Puppy Day, for what that's worth. So if you have a puppy, give them an extra hug. From a newer magazine that I've started reading from, First for Women, 7 Books We're Loving Now. First up is a thriller called The Only Survivors by Megan Miranda, Miranda. Snowy weather kept me inside all weekend, and I started feeling restless trying to entertain myself, says Anna Traver, First's assistant digital editor. So I picked up this thriller, and the captivating trail of clues enthralled me almost instantly. The storyline, Cassidy wants to leave her tragic past behind her. A decade ago, 2 vans filled with high school seniors crashed into a ravine, a tragedy that claimed the lives of classmates and teachers. The 9 students who managed to escape the river that night were irrevocably changed. But when they lose another one of the 9 a year after the accident, and then another goes missing, Cassidy has no choice but to join the rest of her classmates and figure out what's really going on. Says Anna, this novel kept me on the edge of my seat. Excuse me. Next up is a romance called Maggie Moves On by Lucy Score, S-C-O-R-E. As soon as I saw this adorable cover, I knew this book would be a fun read, shares Lauren Statue, First's beauty editor. And it did have me laughing and smiling just a few pages in. Straight-laced Maggie Nichols travels the country flipping houses for her YouTube channel and is excited to get to work on her latest project, a Victorian mansion in Idaho. She brings local landscaper Silas Wright onto her team and is extremely impressed by his work and how charming he and his dog, Kevin, are. Yet his laid-back attitude and shameless flirting strike Maggie by surprise. She's not interested in laying down roots, or is she? As the project wraps up, she has a decision to make. How can she stay when her whole career is based on moving on? Maggie and Silas made a great team, says Lauren. Their steamy chemistry and banter had me kicking my feet. I could see this being a movie. Next, a piece of historical fiction called The Storm We Made by Vanessa Chan. After a long week at work, my favorite way to unwind is by brewing a hot cup of tea and cracking open a historical fiction book, admits Carissa Mosness, First's digital editor. So when I saw this World War II epic, I knew it would fit my mood to a T. This rich saga follows Cicely Alcantara, the mother of 2, who was an unlikely spy for Japanese forces during World War II. 10 years prior, a chance meeting with General Fujiwara lured her into a secret life of espionage. Now her entire family may be at risk, and she will do anything to save them. An enthralling story that shines a light on the dangers of war and the lengths to which we'll go to save the ones we cherish. Excuse me. Next, a cozy mystery. Murder at the Blarney Bash by Darcy Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H. Last week, a personal setback had me feeling down on my luck, says Rebecca Haynes, deputy health director, but this cute mystery lifted my spirits. Lindsay is helping her boyfriend Rory and his uncle Finn open an Irish import shop just in time for St. Patrick's Day. But when Uncle Finn claims to have found a murdered leprechaun, Lindsay, her dog Welly, and Rory search for the killer. St. Patrick's Day is a holiday I look forward to, says Rebecca, and this festive whodunit made me feel lucky again after I cracked the case. A magical realism book called The Echo of Old Books by Barbara Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Ashlyn Greer is a rare books dealer who can feel the echoes of books' previous owners, an emotional fingerprint only she can read. But when she comes across a pair of never-published books, she's enthralled by the authors Hemi and Bell, says Melissa, the First's senior editor. This tale about family, secrets, love, and hope was a magical adventure. And some chick lit called The Burnout by Sophie Kinsella. Years ago, I loved Sophie Kinsella's Shopaholic series, so I was thrilled to dive into her new, more grown-up tale, says Patty Bontico, First's executive editor. Sasha is burned out and escapes to the beach town she used to visit as a child, but the hotel she checks into isn't as fancy as she remembered, and she's one of the only guests, besides the intriguingly cranky and cute Finn, who is on a break after his own career mishap. This tale captures the hilarious spirit of Kinsella's earlier novels, says Patty, and I loved it. And a coming-of-age piece, Suli, by John Grisham, G-R-I-S-H-A-M. In an attempt to escape my endless to-do list, I decided to snuggle up on the couch with a page-turner, says Tracy Solidar, First's art director. And this one was just the gripping tale I was looking for. A young African boy, Samuel Suli Suleiman's talent and love of basketball take him from his war-torn country in the U.S. to the U.S., but during the tournament he hears that his father is dead, his sister is missing, and his mother and younger brothers are in a refugee camp. With no way of getting home, all Suli knows to do is just play harder. You will root for this underdog, Tracy claims, and Suli will stay in your heart for a long time after you finish this book. From Magnolia, The Quiet Hour, Finding Your Place Between Rest and Readying. The quiet hour won't last much longer. Soon it will give way to movement, noise, the chaos of packing school lunches and getting out the door on time. But for right now, the world is still. Everything holds its breath in an anticipation of the coming dawn. Here is where we find refuge. Here is where every moment counts for two. Here is where the unresolved questions in our hearts and minds can't track us down. In this fleeting space between dark and light, somewhere in this pause, our worries are quieted. They're distilled into fresh intention, reasons for gratitude. Now we can see. In this in-between, we're overwhelmed by the clarity of life's beauty. Like a dream, the space between dark and light won't last. If we let them, that intention and gratitude will slip through our fingers with the passing hours, the meetings, the stacked-up inbox. But here in this place, in the few moments between rest and readying, we are made anew, and the hurry of the day won't be enough to catch us. Ways to welcome the dawn, and these are bullet items. Sit on the front steps and allow yourself to breathe deeply. Walk the neighborhood without headphones. Sit at the kitchen table and dwell on gratitude for your family. Find a chair by a window and read slowly, taking in every word. Drive due east until the sun rises into your eyes. Tuck away into an office or extra bedroom to pray or meditate. And pull a chair into the backyard and listen to the world come awake. From Woman's Day, The Healthy Reason to Embrace the Awkward. Awkward Moments Day, March 18th. That's today if you're listening to this live. Use Awkward Moments Day as inspiration to learn to laugh at yourself a little. Life situations that make us cringe or feel dumb are inevitable, but the act of laughing can give us a head-to-toe boost. Humor and laughter, when not motivated by belittling ourselves, can reduce stress hormones and relax the body, says Rachel Goldman, a New York City-based clinical psychologist. Research also suggests that laughter may improve your memory as well as help build your resilience. The mind-body connection is real. The two are always sending each other signals, says Goldman. We can tweak a behavior or thought, and it can directly impact how we feel. And that appeared in Woman's Day. This one from Real Simple. Is it okay to cry at work? Everyone's got thoughts on this. We collected yours, then called on the experts to settle the debate. Readers say, and there are three different camps, please don't. A quote is, tragedy is a circumstance in which crying is okay, but I can't think of any other reason to cry in the office. Extreme displays of emotion are unprofessional. Another quote, it's weird to cry if you're hot desking in a room where no one knows you. The second kind of thought, sure, in the bathroom, cry privately. Otherwise, it may seem like you're fishing for sympathy or seeking attention, and it could create drama and discomfort for others in the workplace. Another person said sometimes it's either cry in the bathroom or burn everything to the ground. So, choices, you know. And the third school of thought, yes, bring on the tissues. Notions of what's professional and what's not tend to come from outdated and patriarchal systems. And it's okay to show emotions at work. If you're crying regularly because of your job, though, that's a sign it's time to reassess and find one that fuels your happiness. And the experts weigh in with, it's okay to cry at the office. It's just best to limit those tears and to avoid shedding them openly. In a 2018 survey from the staffing firm AccountTemps, only 32% of workers and 26% of executives said it's never acceptable. And in a study from that same year, about 70% of people said they didn't perceive colleagues negatively after finding out they cried in private, says study co-author Kimberly Elsbach, Ph.D., professor emerita at the University of California, Davis Graduate School of Management. Also, when waterworks are in response to a personal problem, Elsbach notes, most colleagues are entirely sympathetic. If you work in a place with an inclusive culture, crying will not only take away from what you bring to the table, will not take away from what you bring to the table, says Sherry Sims, a career strategist and the founder of the Black Career Women's Network. That said, frequent tears and public sobbing are generally seen as bad form. In Elsbach's study, professionals were asked to describe colleagues crying in the middle of the office. Words that popped up included unprofessional and immature. So, what to do if you're in a meeting and your eyes well up? Excuse yourself, Elsbach says. If it's a one-on-one, tell the other person you want to pick up where you left off when you're back. Once you're calm, return and offer a quick explanation, says executive coach Melody Wilding, author of Trust Yourself, Stop Overthinking and Channel Your Emotions for Success at Work. I'll spell her last name, Wilding, W-I-L-D-I-N-G. Credit your reaction to how much you care about the work and how you want to do a good job, she says. Your coworkers should feel you. From Good Housekeeping, closets and drawers conquer clutter. Whether it's a clothes closet, a kitchen cabinet, or a junk drawer, cleaning things out is just as important as cleaning them up. Here's how to tackle that. There's four items here. Purge. Take out the items in the drawer or closet one by one and place each in one of these four piles. Keep. These are items you use or wear. They will be going back into the drawer or closet. Relocate. Put things here that you still want but should be stored elsewhere. Donate. This pile is for items in good condition that others might be able to use. And toss or recycle. If you no longer want or need it and it's in poor shape and not worth donating, place it here. Next, clean. Now that your space is empty, clean it thoroughly. For a closet, vacuum the walls, any shelves, and the floor or carpet. Pay special attention to corners and crevices and dust the rod. For a drawer, vacuum and then wipe the interior, sides, and front with a damp cloth. Then organize. If you have them, add dividers, bins, boxes, shelf risers, or any other devices that will help keep the space neat and help it be better organized. Put back the items you're keeping there in a thoughtful, logical way. The things you use most often should be in the front and easy to access. And maintain. Reassess every few weeks to make sure your organizational system is working. If not, it's easier to make periodic minor adjustments than it will be to do another full clean out. From First for Women, antioxidant-rich snacks that slim and heal. These delicious foods rank near the top for antioxidants, so sneak them into your meals and snacks to help spur slimming and health benefits at the cellular level. And there are three items you will be a little surprised by one. Blueberries. When you enjoy a small serving, like 3 ounces of blueberries, you'll consume 524 milligrams of slimming phenolic compounds, including a potent antioxidant, anthocyanins. Opt for wild blueberries, sold fresh or frozen at many grocery stores, which boast 3 times more healing power. Next, spinach. This salad and smoothie staple is rich in vitamin B6, which assists the body in breaking down stored glucose, helping to maintain optimal blood sugar levels and curb cravings. Plus, these greens are rich in the antioxidant quercetin, which is believed to dial down inflammation and boost immunity. And the third one, dark chocolate. Compounds in this treat improve circulation to ease pain and make you more limber for 24 hours. Plus, a type of antioxidant called flavonoids found in dark chocolate help relax arteries, reducing the risk of developing heart problems by 40%. From Good Housekeeping, putting out the fire. While no surefire cures yet exist for systemic inflammation, there are several things you can do every day to turn down the heat. Practice stress relief. We know that stress can kick off or worsen depression, dementia, and cancer through inflammation. So find a stress relief method that works for you and practice it every day. Try meditating, taking breaks from social media, relaxing in a warm bath, or playing with a furry friend. Mind what you eat. Certain foods can make inflammation worse. One way to find out what triggers your symptoms is to try an elimination diet. Work with a nutritionist to eliminate potentially problematic foods, such as red and processed meat, sugar, and fried foods for 3 weeks, before slowly adding them back if your body tolerates them. Get moving. Choose an activity you enjoy, walking, dancing, strength training, cycling, and do it a few times a week. Studies show that exercise helps decrease muscle damage from chronic inflammation. People of all ages should aim for at least 150 total minutes of exercise weekly. And spice it up. For a delicious way to fight inflammation, cook with turmeric, the yellow spice that helps give curries their color and flavor. It may help with inflammatory bowel disease and arthritis. Try to get around 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams daily. You can add the spice to smoothies, curries, or eggs. Combine it with black pepper when possible. If you prefer the taste of ginger in your food, that spicy root also has anti-inflammatory properties. From Magnolia, get it out here. It's the welcome song of morning as dawn turns to light. Today still brims with possibility even after the longest night. From Good Housekeeping, in season, avocados. These heart-healthy fruits add dreamy, creamy texture to dinners, snacks, and even desserts. Enjoy these delicious ideas from our test kitchen, and there are three. First, mango chicken salad. In a medium bowl, stir together 3/4 cup low-fat Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Fold in 2 stalks celery and 2 scallions, all finely chopped, and 1/2 cup dill fronds, roughly chopped. Add 4 cups shredded cooked chicken breast and 1 small avocado and 1 mango, both diced, and then gently toss to coat. Veggie hand rolls. Have 2 sheets toasted nori lengthwise and lay on a dry work surface. Top with 3/4 cup cooked sushi rice, that's 3 tablespoons per roll. Top with 8 slices avocado, 2 scallions thinly sliced, 1 Persian cucumber cut into matchsticks, and 1/4 cup of broccoli or radish sprouts. Drizzle with sriracha and sprinkle with toasted sesame seeds. Roll and serve immediately with soy sauce for dipping. And chocolate mousse. In a mini food processor, puree 1 large ripe avocado, 1/4 cup unsweetened Dutch processed cocoa powder, 3 tablespoons unsweetened almond milk, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and a pinch of kosher salt. Refrigerate until chilled if desired. Divide between 2 small glasses and serve topped with shaved chocolate. From First for Women, chili sweet potato fries. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 30s, and this serves 6. Our creamy lime-kissed dipping sauce perfectly complements these spiced right spuds. We need 2/3 of a cup non-fat plain Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons fresh lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1.5 pounds of sweet potatoes, peeled and cut into 1/2-inch thick fries, 1 teaspoon chili powder, paprika and chopped fresh basil, optional. In a bowl, combine yogurt, lime juice, cumin, and coriander, reserve. In a separate bowl, coat the sweet potatoes with cooking spray. Toss with chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Place crisper plate in the basket of a 5.5 quart air fryer. Coat with cooking spray. Place basket in the air fryer. Heat to air fry at 350 degrees. Then transfer potatoes to the basket. Air fry until tender, 15 to 20 minutes, shaking basket halfway through. Serve with reserved dipping sauce if desired. Top sauce with basil and paprika. From Magnolia, strawberry matcha. I just saw an ad for a drink that looks very much like this, green on the top and pink on the bottom. Confession, I don't usually like matcha, but the fruit-flavored milk makes it so creamy and delicious, and the pink and green combo is just right for spring, says Joanna Gaines. Prep time is 5 minutes. This makes a single iced serving. For the matcha mixture, we need 2 ounces of water and 1.5 teaspoons matcha powder. Then, the pink section, strawberry milk. We need an 8 ounces of milk, oat milk or whole milk only, 2 ounces of frozen strawberries thawed, 1.5 ounces of Monin brand strawberry puree, and 1 drop red food coloring. For the matcha, combine the water and matcha powder in a blender, blend 1 minute, and then transfer to an airtight container. For the strawberry milk, combine milk and strawberries in a blender, blend for 30 seconds. Strain milk mixture into a glass and stir in puree, add food coloring and ice. Pour 2 ounces matcha mixture on top, letting the mixture cascade and ribbon down the sides of the drink. To store, keep matcha mixture in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 3 days and the strawberry milk in the fridge for up to 12 hours. From First for Women, creamy pimento mac and cheese. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 2.5 hours, and it serves 8. Our easy side uses 2 kinds of cheese for an extra luscious sauce. We need 1 cup small curd cottage cheese, 1/2 of an 8-ounce block of cream cheese, 1/2 of an onion chopped, 2 14.5-ounce cans of chicken broth, 1 teaspoon hot pepper sauce, 3 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 1 4-ounce jar diced pimentos, and 1 pound of elbow macaroni uncooked. Coat a 6-quart slow cooker with cooking spray. In food processor, process the cottage cheese, the cream cheese, and onion until smooth. Transfer to the slow cooker. Whisk in broth, 2 cups water, hot sauce, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Reserve 1 cup of the cheddar. Drain pimentos. Fold in pasta and remaining cheddar. Cover, cook on low until creamy and pasta is cooked, about 2 hours. Stir in reserved cheddar and pimentos. From Real Simple, black-eyed pea salad. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 12 ounces cauliflower rice, fresh or frozen, and defrosted. extra virgin olive oil, also known as EVU, kosher salt, one bunch collard greens, a quarter cup apple cider vinegar, plus more if needed, one large lemon, 1.5 cups or 12 ounces cherry or grape tomatoes, 6 ounces Canadian bacon, about 6 thick slices, 2 15-ounce cans black-eyed peas. Place a wide saucepan over medium-high, add cauliflower rice, along with a drizzle of oil and a heavy dash of salt. Cook until rice has softened, but still has a bite to it, about 3 minutes. Then when it's done, set it to the side to cool. While rice is cooking, chop collards. You want them to be heavily chopped. Put them in a large bowl with another dash of salt, quarter cup of vinegar, and the juice of the lemon. Halve tomatoes and slice bacon into bite-sized pieces. Add both to the bowl. Drain and rinse black-eyed peas. Add them to the bowl along with cauliflower rice. If the rice is still a bit warm, that's okay. Stir to combine and taste to see if any additional oil, salt, or vinegar is needed. Also from Real Simple, miso noodle soup. Again, active in total time, both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. This is actually vegan and 1 pot. We need 8 cups of water or vegetable stock or dashi, preferably if you have it. 1/2 cup of white miso paste, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 2 cups spinach, 14 ounces of firm tofu, 8 ounces ramen noodles, rice, egg, or wheat noodles also work. Kosher salt, optional, 5 grams dried seaweed snacks, sliced, about 1/2 cup. Thinly sliced scallions for topping, and that's optional too. Place water, stock, or dashi in a pot over high. Whisk in miso paste and soy sauce. While waiting for broth to come up to a boil, chop spinach and cut tofu into small cubes. When broth is at a boil, turn heat down slightly and add noodles. Cook for around 3 minutes or according to package directions. Stir in tofu and spinach until wilted, about 30 seconds. Stir, then taste to see if any salt is needed. Top with seaweed and, if desired, scallions. And from Good Housekeeping, how to save space in the kitchen. Make the most of every inch with these tips from organizer Rachel Rosenthal of rachelrosenthal.co. First, declutter. Keep only what you need. Ask yourself, have I used it lately? Has it expired? Does it fit my current lifestyle? 2, ditch bulky packaging. Transfer foods like snacks and cereals into space-saving, reusable containers. And 3, organize items into categories. Group like products in your fridge and pantry. This will also make adding items to your grocery list a breeze. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.